Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Kevin, it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us this week. And I think it is fair to say that the name Ernest Shackleton, I mean, it's a name that is known internationally. And of course, we know of him. He's one of our famous, most famous explorers. But I think because the remains of the Endurance were just recently discovered many miles in the Antarctic, I think it is fair to say, isn't it, that interest in Ernest Shackleton and his life and what he achieved has really, really increased tenfold, maybe a hundredfold. And of course, he has a very, very strong connection with an area not too far away from where I am now. I mean, he's Kildare's most famous son, isn't he?
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I think this is his centenary year. And I think there's a bit of a rediscovery of Shackleton, actually. And I think he was unfairly overlooked for many years, but he is, you know, hugely regarded worldwide. He's possibly the best recognised Irish person worldwide. So, yeah, a lot of people want to be associated with Shackleton. And I think the key point is, it's not because of what he achieved, because he never actually achieved what he set out to in an expedition. But he always returned with a huge success. And his success was based on his consideration and his regard for other people and his prioritising of other people. And I think it's a thing that nowadays we like to associate with. We see the value of that. It's not just driving on, do anything to achieve what you set out to do. It's actually doing it with style. And if it's not doable, turning it into a success. Mm. But it's all based on regard for your people.
Tell us about Ernest Shackleton's association with Kildare, because he more or less grew up, didn't he, in Kilkee?
He did, yeah, in Kilkee, County Kildare, exactly. Just across from Kilkee Castle, actually. His father had rented a farm there. But the Shackletons had come to the area as the start of the Quaker settlement in Ballytor. So they had come in the 1700s, and they came to found a school. They set up a school there, which was, you know, regardless of religion and gender, students attended the school. And that created quite a name for itself. The family then got into farming and milling. But the Shackletons were very sort of middle class. They weren't landlords. They were there. His mother was from Cork Kerry border and goes back generations. His father was about six generations there. So, and he was always proud to call himself Irish. And it's amazing when you see his, you know, filling out a census or filling out his prospectus for his expedition, he would always put, you know, Kildare, Ireland, as where he was from.
Really?
So very proud of it. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the significance of finding the remains of the ship in Endurance a couple of months back? Because I know they've been trying to find it for quite some time.
Well, I suppose what it means is it's another reference point, a big reference point to Ernest Shackleton. Shackleton's history of expeditions, and he led three expeditions, and each one of them, as I say, didn't achieve what it set out to do, but returned with something really notable, really brilliant decision making, and he was just able to make the right decision at the right time. His first priority was to consider his people. He needed to know the people were with him. He was classless. He selected them all. He expected the seamen to work with the scientists to work with the seamen. He expected, you know, young apprentices on the ship to use the ship's library, and he would, you know, the benefit of his experience and so on as well. So he was very sort of, you know, holistic like that. Endurance was the ship on the expedition that most people would know about, which the ship sank. 28 were left living on floating ice. World War One was raging and nobody knew where they were. Nobody was going to come looking for them. But again, Shackleton in that moment shifted from the expedition to, I'm going to get everybody home. And he absolutely dedicated himself to that. And in doing so, earned such respect from countries and people all over the world. I think an important thing to remember too with Shackleton, he was never a military or a navy character. A lot of the other people, Irish people maybe, that were involved in exploration war with the Royal Navy and so on, Ernest Shackleton was a merchant seaman. He came up the hard way. And there was no command and control. The only way you could run a ship was really by working with the people who were on the ship. And he carried that to an extreme and was really masterful at getting everybody along, you know. So as I say, I think Discovery of Endurance, it was thought to be totally lost. And then when we see this film from 3,000 meters below a frozen ocean, you know, you can read the name of it.
Yeah.
It's still hugely intact. I think it reverberated with people. I think another important piece is there was a whole scientific piece about global warming and so on, and the ice in the whole area of Antarctica. Antarctica is such an important piece for sea levels and the global climate. And again, Ernest Shackleton connects us to that through the scientific work that he carried out. It was always part of his expeditions. Plus legacy things like the Antarctic Treaty, of which I have to say Ireland still isn't a member, although we're making great progress through Minister Malcolm Noonan. But, you know, it governs Antarctica, so that today in Antarctica, you have scientists representing 80% of the world's population all working together cooperatively on environmental and you know, nature-related projects. It's really fantastic.
Isn't it just amazing when you think that this year of all years was the year that they actually did find Discovery, yeah. You know, in the centenary, yeah, of the passing of Ernest Shackleton, who mm-hmm. died on his other ship, Quest.
Yeah.
There is a documentary that is going to be shown on RTE this coming Monday night about the restoration of the ship's cabin. And then this cabin actually is coming to the museum that we have here. Fabulous museum, I have to say, in Athy. And I would highly recommend anybody who wants to know anything about Ernest Shackleton to go and take a visit. Can you tell us about the museum in Athy, Kevin?
Sure. It started from small beginnings, but I think there was a realisation there. Ernest Shackleton is a big character, and people were coming to Athy to find out more about him. He was born just outside of Athy. And then in 2015, the cabin, which had been preserved above the Arctic Circle in Norway, the person who had preserved it there gave it to us. And it's been restored fantastically by conservation Letter Frack over in the west of Ireland. So the documentary, I think, tells a beautiful story of a restoration by someone who's just passionate about it. But it also interweaves Shackleton's story. And I think it will really go down well when it's run on Monday, as you say. Kildare County Council have led a whole redevelopment of the Shackleton Museum. That's going to be beginning later this year. And the cabin in which Ernest Shackleton died will be the centrepiece of that. The other part is a fantastic statue to Ernest Shackleton, again, thanks to Kildare County Council. Lots of artefacts and interpretations and stories and information about his life, his family's life. The Shackleton family were, you know, Quakers in the area, very influential.
Kevin, are there still members of the family around in Kildare?
There are, yeah. Well, his granddaughter is based in London, but she comes over each year for the annual autumn school, which we run the last weekend in October. But yes, there are Shackletons in the area. There's lots of cousins. In fact, I just heard her doing an interview earlier, and she said she has more cousins in Ireland than in the UK. And then the Irish family would be led by Jonathan Shackleton, who is based in County Cavan. But yes, there are lots of Shackletons around. It's still a fairly, you know, it's an unusual name in the area, but it's still to be found.
Yeah, and you know, the whole, well, for obvious reasons, the whole area of Kildare is steeped in history. You could actually do a little tour and just come across certain places where Ernest Shackleton used to frequent, yeah, and play as he was growing
That's
up.
Right.
So the museum, yeah, in Athy, it's right in Athy town centre. And is it, it's open
That's
every
right.
day, yeah?
It's open every day. Certainly the website, www.shackletonmuseum.com, has all the contact information, the opening times and that sort of thing. So, and you know, group tours can be arranged and so on. So, I think it's a great place. We've, you know, lots of schools, groups,
yeah,
individuals who just want to find out more about this really influential character. And as I say, his influence is based on, not on, you know, extreme achievements, but actually on his style of leadership and his consideration of everybody. We're often asked about, like, the museum, and we run the autumn school, and actually, what is the theme of it? And, you know, the facts are all there, the fantastic photographs, the whole piece of, you know, allowing people to take, you know, when the ship sank, they could take a minimal amount of stuff because they're going to be living on the ice for the following month. But he wanted them to take letters from home and photographs from home because he was going to get them back there.
Mm.
And that was to keep that spirit alive. So we would say probably our theme is human spirit, actually, and maybe endurance. Is just the name of the ship. Maybe the family motto was "By endurance we conquer," and that's
really
why he called the ship Endurance. And I think he lived it, you know.
It's fascinating. His whole life history is absolutely fascinating, and I would highly recommend, if anybody hasn't had a chance to go to Athy to explore the museum, and then put that on your list and bring the kids as well, because they're going to absolutely love it. So,
brilliant.
Kevin, once again, if anyone wants to find out more information,
it's www.shackletonmuseum.com. You get all the information there.
Okay, and that documentary about the restoration of the cabin where Ernest Shackleton died in 1922, that documentary documentaries on RTE1 on Monday, and we will look forward to that very cabin itself coming to the Athy Museum. I'm sure we'll have you back on then at that time to talk more about it. Kevin Kenny,
brilliant.
Member of the Shackleton Committee in Athy, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much, Carl.